The Rangers are playing host to the Angels, who welcome Brandon Phillips and Justin Upton to the fold on Friday, but Upton would make a crucial mistake in the second.
The fly ball to medium deep left. Coming on is Upton. Napoli will not be able to score, but the ball is dropped by Upton. And Napoli will score. Throw to third, not in time to get a force on Chirinos. And the Rangers lead it 3-2 as the Angels' new left fielder just totally muffed that ball.
Here's Chu. And Chu hits one high in the air to center field. Trout going back. It's gone! Up on a Greens Hill. And Chu with a two-run blast, his 18th of the year.
Payoff pitch. Swung on and hit deep down the left field line. It is hooking, and that is history. A screaming line drive home run for Carlos Gomez. His 16th of the year, his 45th RBI, and the Rangers lead 9-4. One out, runners at second and third. Grilly Bearhampton throws home and throws late. A run is home. The Rangers get nobody out. Grilly is down between the mound and third, and the Ranger lead is cut to 9-8. Jason rolls over a couple of times and gets back up. This is trouble. An RBI for Simmons on the infield.
Gomez, an aggressive, fast base runner at third base. And a tie game bottom of the eighth, and you know that he'll press the issue given the chance. 2-2. Bounces up there. Gets away. Here comes Gomez! He's safe! And the Rangers back in front!
Base is full of gray-shirted Angels. Two outs. Ninth inning. 10-9 Rangers. And here is Eric Young.
Go to the Young. Bouncer up the middle. Andrews to the bag! And this one is in the books.
The Rangers survive 10-9. Despite the win, the Rangers get bad news on Friday. Adrian Beltre has a grade 2 strain of his left hamstring. He'll be sidelined for at least the next 4 weeks, which would take the Rangers down to the final weekend of the regular season. The Rangers have now won 3 of their last 4 games. They are back at 500 at 67-67 on the year. Here's their manager, Jeff Banister.
Probably the best character win we've had all year. That's how you sum it up. Typically, when you give a lead up a couple different times, you don't win games like that. A lot of different players played big in this game tonight, from the pitching staff to the guys in the batter's box. I mean, it's just everybody up and down played a part in this win. I mean, it was, you know, going through their lineup, obviously they've added a couple guys that professional hitters that can do damage, and so hand it to our guys to just staying engaged, stay in the game, keep fighting. Like I said, best character game we've had all year.
Jeff, you had your offense took 8 walks and stole 4 bases. You had the homers, I know, but with an engine like Beltre out, do you have to play more of those kind of games, creative games on offense?
Oh, absolutely. We gambled there with no outs, second, first and second, to get to second and third. Those are the things that we're going to have to do without Adrian in the lineup. And, again, we're going to have productive outs when we have opportunities. And we've got to have guys that continue to work to get on base. I believe this, that the walks do damage. And for our guys, and it's not just how you take the walk. There's some grinding at-bats there that were huge walks for us tonight.
What did you think of Hamels as a starter and Claudio as the way he was able to close it out?
And this – Claudio was a second starter. No, look, you know, Cole had some erratic command early, was able to settle down the second and third. I really felt like that's what enabled him to kind of get through the number of innings he was able to get through. Seemed to fight himself pretty much throughout the game, trying to find some rhythm, trying to find a real feel for the baseball. But enough to give us some length. Barnett obviously came in big for us. Ricky Rod struggled a little bit there, but one of the biggest highlights of the night for me personally was Jake Diekman. I told you all it would be emotional for a number of reasons to be able to hand the ball off to him. We put him right in probably one of the highest leverage situations that we've had all year long, and for him to step up and limit the damage in that spot, to only give up one run, get the strikeout, and the third out was I felt like it was a tremendous effort by Jake. If you looked, every single one of our players were up on the rail. They couldn't wait to see him. They couldn't wait for the song to be played either. Claudio, what can you say? He's got guts beyond imagination, and he's a very imaginative pitcher out there. He makes pitches, you know, when he needs to go through the set of hitters that he had to go through there late to get to three outs, especially when I put him in a spot where walked the bases loaded and put Trout at second base, one hit away from being down one run. So incredible effort by Claudio.
On the subject of Diekman, you mentioned before the game, I think that you didn't want to throw him in a high leverage situation the first time out. Did a situation sort of force you to do that?
Situation forced us to do that. Leclerc was really, after yesterday, kind of on the outside looking in. And once Ricky struggled a little bit, we needed to try to stop it any way we could. You know, my trust level with Jake is that all the things that I'd heard about him pitching in the rehab warranted him an effort to go out there. However, it's, you know, it's the first time back in, since last year, and to be in that situation, very tough situation for him, but showed up like a pro.
Carlos Gomez goes 1-for-4 with a home run and two runs scored, including the eventual game winner on a Cam Bedrosian wild pitch.
I mean, you know, this is the more important. Like, we hustle back, Claudio come and throw and finish like this. You know, he's a big win for us. Sudan.
Take us through that eighth inning with you on the base pass. You score without a hit in the inning.
I mean, you know, I just pay attention, follow Beasley, and heads up. I know he's going to throw something in the bouncing, because he got really good confidence, the catcher they have behind.
Took 4.5 hours, but you guys get it done. What does a character win like this do for a team who just lost Adrian Beltre today? What does it say about you guys? What does it do for you all?
I mean, we believe each other. I know Adrian is a big miss for us, but like he said today, you know, like we can do this, and we believe each other that we can do it. Still like 30 games to play, so we're going to finish strong.
Have to ask you about Jake Diekman making his return to a major league mound today. What was it like for you to be on the field when he made his return?
I mean, like 1 year for not throw a ball and came today and throw a big zero like this, you know. I know for us it's really important, but I'm really happy for him because he's been through for a lot of stuff.
The Rangers will try to get back over the 500 mark on Saturday when A.J. Griffin makes the start.